Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 613 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Smith came in and asked me for her pay envelope and for that of her sister-in-law, and I went to the safe and unlocked it and got out the package of envelopes that Mr. Schiff had given me the evening before and gave her the required two envelopes and placed the remaining envelopes that I got out that were left over from the day previous in my cash box, where I would have them handy in case others might come in, and I wanted to have them near at hand without having to jump up and go to the safe every time in order to get them. I keep my cash box in the lower drawer on the left-hand side of my desk. After Miss Smith had gone away with the envelopes a few minutes, Mr. Darley came back with the envelopes and pointed out to me an error in one of them, either the sister-in-law of Miss Mattie Smith, she had gotten too much money, and when I had deducted the amount that was too much, that amount balanced the payroll, the error in the payroll that I had noticed the night before, and left about 5 or 10 cents over. Those things usually right themselves anyhow. I continued to work on those invoices when I was interrupted by Mr. H.J., superintendent of Montag Brothers, coming in. He brought me a pencil display box that we call the Panama Assortment Box, and he left it with me. He seemed to be in a hurry, and I told him if he would wait for a minute, I would go over to Montag Brothers with him as I was going over there, and he stepped out to the outer office, and as soon as I came to a convenient stopping place in the work, I put the papers I had made out to take with me in a folder and put on my hat and coat and went to the outer office when I found that Mr. Lyons had already left. Mr. Darley left with me about 9:15 or 9:40, and we passed out of the factory and stopped at the corner of Hunter and Forsyth Streets where